Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In locations.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Skip Miller back on the show. Skipper is William Skip Miller, I should say. That's the name on the book, Proactive Selling, also Proactive Sales Management, and a number of others as well. And it's for many years now, for probably at least 11 years, Skip's been joining us to talk to us about how to get our year going and all during the year. Sometimes even how to close out our year and get more sales. That's important, right? It is for me, and I know it is for you, and he's here to help us with that right now. Skip Miller, welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Super, super time in January.
Yeah, that's what I was telling the audience. We got a whole year of promise ahead of us. You know what my goal would be? It has been my goal for many years. Probably, I'm going to say more than, golly, I don't even measure my career in years anymore. It's decades now, but a long, long time ago, 1 year, things clicked for me. My work, you know, my energy, the business, the comp plan, all that. And I had my year made by the 1st of November. And November was gravy and December was a vacation. I liked that year. And ever since then, I have tried to start out the year thinking, how can I have my year made by the 1st of November? And so I compress my budget into 10 months. What do you think?
You know what? I love the kickoff of January because people put goals that they don't want to accomplish and they don't have any time frames to it. I'm going to go to the club and get healthy. You know, I'm going to go lose weight. Well, how much by when, right? Mm-hmm. So there's certain things you can do now, the first month or two of the year, that, you know, by November, you can make your number. In December, you know, it becomes a windfall. So, you know, if you try to go to the gym without a goal, or you try to sit back and say, I'm going to lose weight, but not how many pounds by when, it's not going to work. The same thing is if you don't do the right things, the fundamentals, the non-optional options in January, you're not going to be able to be in November and go, hey, you know, what I did in the first quarter really set me up well.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, you know, I'm glad you said it that way because in my column this week about 10 fun success fundamentals for 2012, the first line was this article is not about resolutions. Resolutions are optional, and these are fundamentals. And that's what you're talking about. Fundamentals are things that have been known for a long time, and there's no argument about them. There's no discussion. They work, and if you want to be successful, you have to practice them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've come up with what I think are the big three that if a company or a business wants to get off good on a good revenue track and be proactive ahead of the game rather than always reactive, if they follow these three things, Jim, they should be fine.
What's the first one?
Sell in January.
Sell in January.
I probably have asked 10 VPs of sales, business owners, in the last week or two, hey, it's the 16th or 17th of January. How many sales calls have you made so far? You, not, you know, your low-level, or you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been busy with comp plans, I've been busy with quota, territory reassignment, yeah. It's hysterical. Wait. You're going to try to make a 12-month number with 11 months of selling. Ain't going to happen. So one of the first things they can do is get on the road. Go out and see, you know, sell in January. Don't try to all of a sudden go February, go, oh, where'd January go?
That's right. And, you know, I'm going to say something here that's going to back us up a little bit, folks. But and you need to keep this in mind for 2012. The best way to actually make a sale in January is to do the prospecting in December.
Yeah. But December's gone.
Yeah, right. But so, what I'm saying though is if you do the thing that I said earlier about compress your goals. When I said December was a vacation, I really wasn't. Obviously, didn't take a vacation in December the whole month, but I did go out and call on people, and without any sense of trying to sell them, just kind of lay the groundwork for the next year. And that way, when January came around, I had business tied to a tree.
We had December was a big planning month in my company, making sure that we prospected well for January and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised at how many companies are doing internal stuff right now and not seeing their customers, which goes to the golden rule number two, which is call high early. See, so right now at 2012...
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. That's going to be a great teaser. Folks, when we come back, that's what we're going to talk about after these messages. Call high early. This is the number two imperative for you to be successful in 2012. Quick break. Right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Girl, to call my
own. I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.